Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
If you're looking forward to watching this year's World Cup in Qatar and you're a fan of gambling, then why not put both of those things together and head over to our sponsors, FinalRunner.com. They're actually doing a World Cup competition where you spend £5 entering, and each round you have to pick a team. And if your team wins, you get through to the next round. And if not, you get knocked out. And the winner is the last man standing. So if you enjoy a bet...
Or woman.
I mean, we know who listens to this show. If you are a fan of football and you like a cheeky gamble, head over to finalrunner.com, check out the Dead Men Talking competition, and enjoy the World Cup with a little bit extra riding on it.
Content warning. Ladies and gentlemen, the following podcast is not suitable for all audiences, and viewer/listener discretion is advised. For example, if when you just heard the term ladies and gentlemen, you immediately thought about how exclusionary it is, then it's probably best you turn this off now.
My question is, how does a human fuck a snake?
I thought that possible...
That's the snake fucking you.
Well, it's all making love, isn't it?
I thought...
It's not... Sorry, Tom. No, putting a snake up your ass is not making love.
It is if the snake consents.
How does the snake consent?
It goes, yes.
Welcome to Dead Men Talking. I'm Freddie Quinn, and this is Rob Mulholland, who is an absolute piece of shit with scabby skin and a lanky, deformed spine, and he's duplicitous and a liar, and everyone hates him. And if you see him out in public, you should kick him in his stupid, splinty little shins that look like stupid toothpicks. I hate you.
Thanks very much, you big fat cunt.
Friends forever.
Me and Rob were doing a gig last night.
And I had a very fun time.
Rob was a dickhead. So I'm
fucking great.
I, last minute, got a gig in Mold. Yeah. If you don't know where that is, then neither does anybody. So we did this gig in Theatre Clwyd, or whatever. And I get a message on the way there.
So I was on first, right, at this gig. I find out that Freddie is now coming to close it, right? So what I decided to do was have a little fun with Freddie.
I'm going to read out the exact message that I got whilst driving.
Yeah.
So I got this message whilst driving.
Shouldn't use your phone when driving.
Shut the fuck up. Literally. What do you want me to do? Look at the motorway. Fuck off.
Boring.
Fuck off. Yeah. So honestly, sometimes I get on the motorway, drive, look at my phone, just scroll Facebook. Yeah. And then I look and I'm in a different town.
Yeah. Most people listen to audiobooks, you just read books.
Yeah. I honestly just scroll Facebook whilst I'm on my phone.
It's why I do drugs when I'm driving, because it makes it more interesting. I think if anything, I'm being safer. Because if I wasn't fucked, I'd be bored and then right. I wouldn't pay attention.
So, okay, yeah. Makes sense. I got this. Good looking mold, mate, ... I've never known a more easily offended audience, roly eye face. And I put, and this is whilst driving, I put, well, I'm not changing, so they're going to have to. And he put, just got bollocked by the venue staff and all. Fuck this gig, man. And I put, wait, you're there now? ! And he put, just left. So I rung him. Yeah. And he said, oh, yeah. He goes, it was really weird. He goes, I did my bit about how all celiacs should die. And there was a woman whose sister was a celiac and she got really upset. He goes, the venue, it just turned into like a Q&A. It was really, really awkward.
Yeah. What was weird as well, what was dead fun was I hadn't worked out what lie I was going to tell him until it rang. So I was just riffing this. I came up with the celiac idea now, on the fly.
The thing is, as well, is from my perspective, I know Rob's opening and I know he's not great. So I'm thinking this could easily have happened. And so I'm like, oh.
Yeah, so I made out like this huge thing's kicked off. There's been an argument, woman crying, everyone agreed with her. I'm getting booed. The venue staff tell me off all this. I've made it a whole fucking palaver.
Yeah. And in my head, I actually even said this to Rob, and I think this is fair, is if that has happened, there aren't many comics in the country that are worse. Yeah. To be headlining that gig.
Oh, right, no, just for that specific one.
To be headlining that gig than me, because number one, I'm pretty, like, I'd say I'm up there with the top 5 or 10 dark comics that regularly do, like, I'm not like fucking Jerry Sadovitz or anything like that, but of the ones that will do, like, the big comedy clubs, I probably am one of the more darker ones.
Yeah.
But number two, I think more crucially, is that I'm too stubborn to change myself.
And so, very unsubtle.
Yeah. So I'm not going to go, oh, well, it looks like the audience are more sensitive. So maybe I have some jokes that are from 2017 where actually, yeah, that one's not too bad. I'm not going to do that. If anything, I'm going to go in harder.
Yeah, and double down. Right?
I actually did that literally this weekend at Hot Water, where there was a crowd that didn't look like they were doing, they didn't look like they were enjoying the darker stuff. So I called them out on it and I said, I'm going to go darker and darker just to see what happens. Because I just like annoying people. Anyway, right. So, and also it was the upstairs room, who gives a fuck. Yeah. So, but it was lovely this weekend, by the way. It was dead nice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
anyway, we're driving to the gig. I get there, I park up and I speak to Pete Otway, who's the MC.
Pete Otway, I've texted, let him know what the details of the ruse are as well. I've filled him in on the whole story of what's occurred and left Pete with it.
And Pete Otway sold it fucking perfectly. He was superb as it, because he didn't play up the lie. He sort of went, it wasn't that bad. Like, it was awkward. It was weird. I think they're starting to warm up now.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay. Howard Walker was doing really well.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was going to say, they can't be that bad. I don't mean that, Howard. What I mean is like, he was doing really well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, well, they seem nice now. Yeah. And Pete goes, yeah, I think it's more his audience. And I was like, okay, I kind of get that. And then I came off and asked Howard and I went, was that all right? How was that? And he was totally sort of,
yeah, unfortunately, by the time I text Otway, I think Howard was already on, so he couldn't get the message to Howard to join in the lie.
So Howard was like, yeah, it was fine. And I was like, looked at Pete, and then he sort of burst out laughing. But I'd actually spoken to venue staff, and I've gone, how's it been tonight? And they've gone, yeah, okay. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, really? Because I know what's happened. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Like, I'd just seen an awkwardness that wasn't there.
Yeah.
They were fucking lovely.
Yeah, it was great. So it was a nice, really lovely show. I'd had a great time. Like, it had been fucking gorgeous. Just, I really wanted Freddie going into the gig with that fucking, like, we're going into war mentality. It's not even like necessarily fear. It's just there's a whole different, like, when you know you're going into a gig where you might not be well received, it's a whole different attitude you have going in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And I just wanted him to have that tension in him.
It's the same when you play football, isn't it? If you know you're going for a big game, you have a totally different mentality than if you playing.
Yeah.
It's the difference in mentality from doing your shopping at Waitrose and doing your shopping on Black Friday.
Yeah.
Like, it's those two different...
Yeah. And like, I thought that maybe I could get him to be so fired up that he would ruin the gig.
If you've ever, if you've ever,
yeah, yeah. And Otway was going to let him go on without telling him.
If you've ever waited until Christmas Eve to try and get a turkey,
yeah,
that's the level of like, yeah, right, yeah, okay, I'm going to go in, I'm going to do what I need to do, and if I have to trample over people, I'll fucking trample over people because I got to get through this. That's the mentality.
Yeah. Just
that
wanted
you
to get in his head. Just wanted to fuck with him a little bit. Yeah,
yeah.
But very, very subtle, practical joke.
Yeah,
I like it.
I'm quite a good actor as well, so I can sell things quite well.
But what Rob didn't count on is that I fundamentally do not care about the people of Mars.
No, no. Oh, totally.
Or their enjoyment.
Oh, totally.
In any way.
No, I just wanted you to have that little attitude of going into it, because I thought that might be really funny if you went in quite combative with what had been a lovely and very generous audience. You know,
yeah,
they were
nice.
Just like the sweetest, loveliest audience in this amazing, cool venue. It's like this dome that was built. It's so cool.
It looked like gigging inside a colander.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was like weird little holes and shit like that.
It was fucking
cool,
sick.
It was a cool place.
Yeah, that's quite a unique venue, that.
It was, yeah. But because it was so nice, I just thought it'd be really funny to send him in, like, oh, fucking show him. Just wanted that attitude to come into, like, the sweetest gig ever.
Absolutely needless.
Yeah.
But we're at the point now with how little we trust each other that... He asked me if I wanted a coffee today, and I said, yeah, get us a flat white with almond milk, which is what I drink. And he rang me to make sure that I wasn't taking the piss.
Yeah.
I got here before you, and he was worried that you were still taking the piss. Even
I wasn't
then.
Worried. I explained that I thought, like, oh, I was just going to be like, almond wanker or whatever. I didn't know what the fucking bit was.
This is where we're at, though. There's such a small level of trust.
There's none.
There's no trust at all.
There's none. Like, yeah, just like when he rang me to go see Dave Chappelle, and I had to ring three other comedians to confirm it before I would believe him.
Last night, I was at a gig. I was at Dan Nightingale's gig. In the group.
Who?
Dan Nightingale.
Who is he?
He's this bald guy.
Right. Stan what?
Anyway, I put in the group that was there.
Stan might be gay.
Stan might be gay. That's Brennan, isn't it? Shout out, Brennan Reese. Come on.
So I put in the group that was there, and you said, oh, I hope you enjoy it. Let me know how it goes. And because it was such a nice message, I was like, Freddie's definitely doing something. There's a trick. He's playing a trick on me here. I thought either maybe you were supporting somehow, or someone was supporting and you told him to play a trick on me. So throughout the whole, before it, I was super paranoid that something was going to happen. But it didn't help that. So I said, doing this podcast now. And that was the first time I'd been somewhere where I thought, I'm probably going to get recognised here, right?
Oh my God, I hope I don't get recognised. No. I hope I, Tom, from Dead Men Talking, do not get recognised.
Well, I didn't really want to get recognised, but I thought it probably will happen. But when we got there,
fuck off.
I went to the toilet and my missus chose a seat, and she chose the very front row to put to the side.
Oh, your missus chose those seats
so
that were very conspicuous.
Every single person could see me and had to walk past. So I sat down.
When they looked down.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have just not used the booster seat.
Then how's he going to see the show?
It's in a high chair.
Just leave it in the car.
But anyway, I'm feeling very awkward and very vulnerable at this point. And then
vulnerable.
Well, it was because a lot of people.
What do you mean?
A lot of people were looking at me.
Do you think Nightingale's fans are going to bum you?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You're talking about yourself. You're like you're a woman in a prison.
Yeah.
Like you've got keys between
your fingers walking home.
Yeah, no.
Vulnerable.
Well, I'd never been in that situation, and a lot of people
were
looking at me.
What are you on about?
A lot of people were looking at me, right?
And what were you doing to make them look at you? What were you wearing?
I had my I Am Tom from Dead Men Talking t-shirt on, obviously.
You should have just rung your boyfriend until you got home safely.
Anyway, I was quietly looking on my phone, trying to be inconspicuous.
Turning your location settings on.
Yeah. Lighting himself up, posting on Instagram. Oh, I hope no one at this show tag at Dan Nightingale.
Yeah, put it on the Discord.
Yeah, yeah.
Go on.
Anyway, then some guy comes to me and goes, are you Tom? And I said, and by the way, this guy had the loudest voice I've ever heard on a human ever. He was so ridiculously loud. Right? Yeah. And he went, no, you're not.
As if anyone would pretend to be this cunt.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, how sad would you have to be to pretend to be this fucking little weasel?
And then I said, I am. And he said, from Dead Men Talking, I said, yeah. He went, oh, I'm a bitch. And he was so ridiculously loud. And everyone's looking at me like, fucking hell, this is...
He said he was a Patreon.
He's a £1 Patreon.
Fantastically loud, then. Yeah. Wonderfully loud human being.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Could be louder if he was a £10 Patreon.
Amazing.
Like, if we had to choose between keeping him and you, he's staying.
He sounds like a great guy, and I'm on his side at this point.
I am too, yeah. Well, I think it just sounds like he was just trying to be nice and Tom's being a cunt.
He was very nice. But then what he did was, he took a picture of me. He was upstairs at the Frog, and he took a picture of me.
A little creep shot.
Yeah. It, It's so creepy. Yeah.
Let's have a look.
Creepy for a different reason. He put it on the Discord.
Yeah.
Look how creepy I look.
Oh, wow, that
what
is creepy.
What a little goblin you are. I've not noticed
creepy.
Your hunchback before. I want to go and rub you for luck.
That is insane.
So he thought I was on a date. I wasn't on a date. Well, I was sort of. That's my fiance.
Yeah.
But he thought I was on a first date. So he put it on Discord and everyone was saying how creepy I am.
Just from look at that little...
Just from the little... Just from the side of her, I can see that she's more attractive than you.
Oh, yeah, she's well more attractive. Yeah.
She's a human female.
Yeah. She's well out of my league. She's funnier than me as well.
Your back goes on
I don't
on for,
doubt that. Yeah.
Your back goes on for ages.
Yeah. Like, it's mad. I thought I had a weird curly back, but looking at that, I'm fucking fine.
Oh, yeah, I'm fucked, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway...
How have I got the best back out of everyone?
Yeah, but your knees are fucked.
My knees are all right, you know.
For now.
Oh, my ankles are like little breadsticks.
Right, that's where the damage is doing.
Yeah. They'll just snap.
It's getting ground down. Yeah, you look like a proper little creepy goblin.
Yeah, people were talking on Discord quite a bit. Yeah. Someone has changed the background of their phone to this.
Oh, that is funny.
Oh, my God.
Picture
it looks like,
face.
If you want to come through, answer me these riddles three.
Mate.
How is he going to explain that when someone says, what's that?
Who's that?
Yeah.
Well, it's a guy who isn't gay.
He's not a presenter of a podcast that I like, but he sort of works on it. Yeah.
Everything is out of proportion.
Yeah.
It looks horrendous.
It is bad.
There is talk in the Discord that's going to be the next tattoo that one of the fans get. Which, if happens, I will happily give you a free
Well,
pencil.
Speaking of this, because we've got, we should probably mention this as well. If you can get it up, the second tattoo.
Have we not talked about the second one?
We haven't talked about the second one.
Because someone got, if you haven't listened for the last couple of weeks, someone got a tattoo of our logo because we thought it'd be funny.
Now,
they fucking nailed it.
To be fair to this guy, it looked like it was only his second tattoo or something like that.
But it was so crisp, forearm. Nice.
It was good.
Really well done. Really they good. Absolutely smashed
now,
it.
Now, someone else
got one.
And look, if you got this, fair play to you. But oh my God, it's fucking shite. It's one of the shittest tattoos I have ever seen. It looks like it was done with a heroin needle. It's so bad. Nothing. Right. First of all.
A lot of bad choices have been made.
Let's be fucking Oliver Peck and...
And Chris Nunez.
Yeah. So number one, the actual Dead Men Talking symbol isn't in the middle, noticeably.
That's a subset of the first terrible decision, which was putting the background on. Right, rather than just doing the logo, what they've done is they've used the artwork off the podcast when you download it. Right, you get it with the background. Yeah. Right, like basically, what they've done is gone for one of these.
Yeah,
right,
they've tried to put it up. We'll put it up on the thing.
But they've not centered it.
Well, not only that, have you seen the state of the diagonal lines behind? They're not the same thickness. They're not the same diagonalness. Uh-huh. There's
diagonalness.
Yeah.
That's a great word.
Have you ever done POT? Because that's what it does to walls. It makes walls look like that. It's like, whoa, what the fuck?
It's not even been framed, so it just stops.
Yeah.
But aside from anything else, the Dead Men Talking, like, the skull is off proportionally.
The D is an entirely different colour to all the other letters.
Yeah, it looks like D Men Talking. Dia, D Men Talking.
It's also out of proportion to what the actual logo is.
Yeah, the white is a bad choice. Should have just left empty skin.
What I would say as well, though...
Because that's going to go yellow.
And here's the thing, is what I would say, just to give a plus side to this, is they have done an excellent job of talking, consider how little room they've given themselves.
I think this is too small. I think that's the problem. I think it needs to be bigger to give it, you know, room to get the lines crisp.
You know when you write in, like, on someone's birthday card and then you realise that you've not got enough space to finish the
John Mulaney routine?
Exactly.
Big S, B!
Yeah. I mean, like, we appreciate the effort. And, like, to be honest, I think it's more apt getting a shit Dead Men tattoo. It feels more like the vibe.
This is more true to the art.
Exactly. Because I'm assuming it ain't this guy's first shitty tattoo.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It'd be like getting a photorealistic Picasso.
Yeah. Like, it's I fucking love the effort. But
this guy is a £10 patron as well. So I think the tattoo is fantastic. It's the best tattoo I've ever seen, but all tattoos are shit, so it's still shit.
I love it. Do any other podcasts rinse people this hard for supporting them?
They're best, literally their best customers. Their but most the loyal
is,
fans.
The thing is the,
we're just like, fuck you, you've ruined your leg. The it's got such a shit leg now.
It's
one of the shittest legs I've ever seen. And I've met Ricky Balshaw.
If Rosie Jones got off of this leg in a transplant, she'd say no.
I don't think that's how her condition works, mate.
Oh, I don't think it is, it?
No, I don't
it,
think you just pop a new leg on and it's fine.
A leg transplant. I'm going to donate my legs to science.
Yeah, that is a good point, actually. I have honestly... If I've exposed myself there with a crippling leg... No.
If a leg transplant was available, do you not think I would have gone for it? A much longer leg, please.
No, I like the idea that you get a leg transplant, but they only give you one.
Yeah.
Just walking around in circles.
One big ass fucking leg and one little fucking stump. You look like the walking version of those fucking old timey bikes.
Like one a penny farthing.
One massive wheel and one little tiny fucking stub. Yeah, this guy, God bless you. Thank you for doing it.
Maybe it'll look nice when it heals.
I mean, unless the skin manages to move itself 3 centimetres that way. Look, honestly, mate, we are nothing if not honest. I could have done better than that. Your tattooist wants fucking shooting. And honestly...
Yeah, but now I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with the tattooist.
Honestly, play them this. Hello. Hello to the person who tattooed that.
You butcher.
That
you
is
monster.
Fucking shocking.
Did you even go to tattoo school?
It's honestly, there's a body count and you're responsible. That was, that's fucking well bad. You shouldn't be allowed to call yourself a tattoo. If that's the best that you can do... You should not be allowed. I actually
can
sent
tattoo
that.
Tattoo artists get struck off.
I actually sent that. Yeah, you lose your license. I actually...
It probably is a tattoo.
I sent that to 2 tattoo artists. Yeah. One of them didn't get back to me. Uh-huh. I'm assuming that he's killed himself. Uh-huh. The other one said, and I quote, "That's the worst thing I've ever seen."
We should get Dean Coghlan to come on and critique it.
Mate.
Because Dean used to be a tattoo artist, for anyone who didn't know, done a lot of mine.
Imagine if the first person you sent it to was that tattoo artist.
But my mate, have you seen this fucking wank? And he's like, oh.
That was my Wednesday at 3.
It's so bad. Everything that could have gone wrong has gone wrong.
Yeah.
You spelt Dead Men Talking correctly, well done. You didn't use the right colours. Proportionally, it's a fucking mess. The skull looks like the skull of a midget.
You know what? I don't think he has spelled Dead Men Talking. I think that A looks a lot like an R.
Does
Dead Men Talking.
Dead Men Talking.
Dead Men Talking.
Yeah, the dot is slightly over to one side. It has made it a dird.
Dird Men.
Dird. Well, it looks like Dur Omen.
Dur Omen Talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's a different colour.
Dur Omen.
Dur Omen.
Yes, the Irish remake. Ah, you're a troublesome little lad, aren't you, Damien? Yeah.
He's always hanging around his mother's grave. Quiet boy, keeps himself to himself mostly.
I like, there is a bit of light. Let's look for positives, right? The bit of light, I like the bag of plasma.
I've just realised there's a really good reason that there's no Irish horror films in there. Because it's not a scary accent, is it?
To be sure, I'm coming for you now.
Hello, what's your favourite scary movie?
Jeepers, creepers.
You're going to murder me. Oh, are you now? To be sure.
I know what you did last summer.
Ah, you're in the house, are you?
I want to play a game.
Curling it is. I think you'll find this game has very complicated scoring.
Oh, shit, man. Are there any Irish horrors?
Is that
a
leprechaun one?
What? Yeah.
There's a leprechaun one, I think. Isn't
I don't know if that's Irish, though. I think that's like American Irish.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Like, that's not real Irish, is it? That's like the Boston fighting Irish. Yeah. Yeah. Well, they kept the racism and not very little else.
But yeah, thank you for this
genuinely chatting. We fucking love you, and I think it's great that you've ruined a bit of your leg for us.
Yeah, thank you. It's very nice of you. And your second tattoo allows you to cut into the queue. Any Dead Men Talking thing in front of the other guy with the tattoo.
Yeah, that's the only... If you see the other guy with the good tattoo in there...
You get to get in front of him at the bar, queuing up for the venue or the toilet.
And if you get a shitter tattoo of the Dead Men logo, you get to go in front of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, anyone who wants...
Shit is first.
We will give a prize at the end of next year for the shittest tattoo. Oh. And we've got a fucking front runner.
I don't think they're ever going to be in the same one. This guy's from Swansea and the other one's from Ipswich, so I doubt very much they're going to be the same gig.
Birmingham.
What a romance story if they do. Imagine if these two fuck. Just getting a hand job with the two logos next to each other.
I like the idea that they touch and they glow like Power Rangers. Form of a better tattoo.
Can you imagine the smell of two of our fans fucking?
Ooh.
Jesus Christ. Like
burning tires.
Yeah, it smells like a gorilla enclosure. Oh, it is mad that we're like two people now have tattoos of this.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Every one of them makes me want to stop the podcast.
Oh yeah.
Really makes me.
We had a real conversation about changing.
We genuinely did. We had a big talk, but then we realised we can't.
To be honest with you, if we did change it to Dird Omen Talking, I would be.
Can we change the name on our YouTube channel to Dird Omen Talking? We're changing the Twitter. I'm going to do that right now. We'll change that later today. We'll change it to Dird Omen.
Dird Omen Talking.
I'll change the Twitter. I might get the theme tune guy to make us a new one for Dird Omen Talking to put on this episode.
What a spectacular waste of money. What a spectacular... This is why we don't make any money at all.
You know whose money we're going to spend? This guy's £10 Patreon.
Yeah. Your £10 went on us taking the piss out of you. Are you excited?
In general?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because Peter Kay has relanced his new tour.
Oh, yeah. That's nice to see him back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait to hear what he's got to remember. Do you know what? I would go to it.
I'd love to go, yeah. Like, genuinely, when I was a teenager, before I was, like, a comedian or, like, even considering it, fucking loved Peter Kay. Like, I was a massive fan, yeah.
His first DVD was amazing.
Yeah, like, Phoenix Nights is amazing. The Peter Kay, that Peter Kay thing's amazing. Yeah.
There's some bits that he gets absolutely battered for. So the bit that he gets battered for is garlic bread.
Yeah.
Garlic bread.
See,
cheesecake.
Cheesecake was the reach on that.
Yeah.
But there are other bits that's actually really good stand-up.
It does great observational stuff. The fine rain that'll soak you through. It's a great bit of stand-up.
I don't like that. I don't like big light as well. It's all catchphrasy. What I like, though, is I liked the bit about being at a funeral and them attributing anything that happened to
the quavers
that were Jimmy. That is fucking well funny. But yeah, I mean, I think, look, at the end of the day, he is really good at stand-up. If I got a ticket, I'd go and watch it.
Yeah, 100%. I'd love to go,
Because the thing is...
Watching his audience would be like a human safari. Because we've got a scummy fan base. They've got a whole different type of scum.
I think as well, I'm a big believer that you should watch people who are great at stuff doing their thing.
Yeah.
Like, regardless of whether or not it's your, like, it's what you... your preferences, if it's somebody great doing a thing that they're great at and you have the ability to watch it, you should probably just fucking watch it.
It sounds like his missus has picked up his phone and seen he's been looking at gay porn. And it's like, no, even if it's not what you're into, you should watch the greats.
Yeah.
Looking for technique.
That right there is Emilio Chavez Jr.
Julio Emilio Chavez Jr.?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He is
I was a big fan of his dad.
Caesar.
Yeah. No, it's still called Julio because he's senior.
No. That was his adoptive dad. His real dad, Caesar, left when he was very young. I mean, you couldn't relate to that.
He wouldn't be called Junior then, would he?
You what, sorry?
But if his dad, that's how they'd
name
junior.
Him and then he left.
Yeah,
Yeah, but his dad, his what real dad, Caesar,
what you're doing right
he wouldn't
now,
be called Junior.
It's like
would
when you get a stepdad and you change your name.
What you're doing right now is very culturally insensitive.
Right.
So how
what
about
I'm doing?
Yeah. How about
what I'm doing is culturally insensitive.
It is not what Julio Emilio Jesus Salvador Dali would have wanted.
Salvador Dali. That's where he got to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I said the first time.
Is it?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you're Junior
or Junior was definitely a thing.
Or do you guys not know because all those names sound the same? Is that what you're trying to say? Fucking bigots. Right. So I was watching gay porn.
Yeah.
So Peter Kay. Yeah, you should always watch him.
Peter Gay. That's who you'd watch.
Bum hole, a hole for your bum.
Peg.
Who remembers poppers? It's that fine cum that soaks you through. Put the big vibrator on.
You know what it's like when you're picking up a rent boy and you're like, been busy. What time you on till?
Hey, you know when you're in sauna, always one person skidding on the knees, isn't there?
Oh my God, if that was his new tour.
Okay. Yep. It's an amazing.
That's a great tribute act. Yeah.
That's a tribute
That's
act.
That's what you should do. What a twist on it.
Oh, garlic bread. Oh, best of luck to him. It's very good to have him back. It's nice to, you know, he's all good and back touring.
His body of work is amazing. He's not done loads of stuff, but
one of his DVDs is the worst comedy DVD of all time because he just did the same show again.
But the quality itself.
But
is
there's
good.
Loads of great stuff.
Also, most of his shows have been good. Yeah. Car Show was great.
I'll say as well, Car Show was really good. Mm. Phoenix Nights was fucking class.
Phenomenal.
Yeah, one of the best ever.
It was really good.
I loved Phoenix Nights. Yeah.
Max and Paddy, I thought was a bit. Weird, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I did too.
I think he's got some good episodes.
Yeah, but it also has Paddy McGuinness. Yeah.
It's
who was actually dead nice to me once. Yeah. The only time I've met him, so I'm sorry. In the sauna, sliding all over the place.
But no, like, I don't mean, it's just it doesn't
big dick look like he had three legs.
Yeah, it doesn't have quite. It doesn't have the same heart as Phoenix Nights, and it doesn't. It's not as like well observed. It's like, you know, it's more daft and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
it's much more silly. Yeah.
How has Peter Kay gotten away with the whole like impersonating a disabled person? Like, how has nobody like not saying that you should? Yeah. You obviously shouldn't. Go after him for that because it's a fuck it, he's acting, grow up. Yeah. But considering there's so many people nowadays that are like, oh my God, this person is not neurodiverse enough to play this role or whatever, you would think that some fucking fanny will have gone, oh my God, Peter Kay's able-bodied, he's playing a disabled
person. The thing is, like, Brian's disability isn't really played for laughs that much. It's just presented as part of him. You know, it's a thing. It's not like,
oh, I don't know, when he gets stuck in the
totally. But it's like it's not played in a way where he's the victim of it, if you know what I mean. It's just like situations that could occur to a disabled person. You know, it doesn't feel like mocking or spiteful in any way. Well, I just don't think it does.
In that Peter Kay thing,
the Chinese lads, that's a different story.
But oh, mama.
And Deck, it's like, okay. That's why Kitson quit the show, you know.
In that Peter Kay thing, they had a, I think it was called The Club, was one of the episodes, which was Phoenix Nights. And at the end of that, he's disabled. Yeah. And at the end of that, he gets up.
Yeah, exactly.
So he's not disabled at
all. That was the original plan for the character, to make it like George Dawes, not George Dawes, whatever Matt Lucas's character is in, Andy and fucking whatever Britain.
Yeah.
Lou and Andy. He was going to do that sort of gag, but then he decided, no, it was just going to be part of the character, and it just made it less of a thing, you know?
I'll tell you what, though. Did you know that... you'll know this, but you probably won't. Did you know that the character of Den Perry is based on the owner of the Frog and Bucket?
Yeah.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah. I once you...
Den Perry, Jerry!
Once you see it, like the way that the coat's draped over the cigar and that.
Yeah, he's proper like that. Like,
it's very... It's
he's like, he'll come up to you after a show with a cigar on, just be like, very good, that lad, well done. Well done, son.
But the thing is, and I'm not just saying this because there's a chance that somebody who knows him might listen to it and I want to play the Frog and Bucket in future, but I actually don't mind... Like the whole old northern.
No, I quite like that.
Do you know what I mean?
Bit of like that old sort of that old northern showbiz. Yeah, I like that. Like, I like doing gigs in working men's clubs.
Do you know what?
I like it. You know?
There was a guy, this would have been before you started.
Right.
I've got circuit seniority over you, so I'm going to.
Yeah, it's embarrassing how much I've lapped you in the time since, isn't it?
Sorry, who opened last night?
Sorry, who was an emergency last minute replacement because the headliner couldn't make it?
So, right. I want to get a mould, fuck 'em. So I...
Who was meant to be on the bill? Who did they book on purpose?
I wouldn't have gone for the opening spot. Closer. Mm-hmm. So,
had a lot of better offers on that Sunday night, did you?
You what?
Had a lot of better offers last night.
I'd actually bought myself a bottle of Buck's Fizz.
Hold on. We'll come back to
Are
this.
Are you an auntie at a wedding?
What the fuck? Did you run out of sherry? Buck's Fizz is like 2% alcohol for a start.
Okay.
Fucking pussy.
This is really
embarrassing. Was it Christmas morning?
That's the only time you ever drink that. Did you whip your little skirt off while you were drinking
really
it?
Really embarrassing, right?
Yes, it is.
But I fucking love Buck's Fizz.
So, how much Buck's Fizz do you get through on a weekly basis?
So, honestly, around Christmas, I can drink 3 or 4 bottles a night.
A night?
Yeah.
So, like, the bottles.
So, do you buy the bottles of pre-made Buck's Fizz, or do you get champagne and Bad Orange?
No. I buy pre-made Buck's Fizz. It's different.
I know it's different. So, I'm well aware it's different. It's much shitter.
So, I know, but I like it, right?
Do you drink baby sham?
So, when I was a child, and I'm talking honestly, 4 or 5 years old, my mum and dad would get me pissed on Buck's Fizz.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of Christmas and happy times.
Yeah, I'd always used to have one on Christmas. And like, it's the thing that my mum is like, on Christmas Day, she's like, I know you don't drink anymore. Can I have a bit of Buck's Fizz? I'm like, it's still booze.
So I'd bought last night.
I mean, sort of. I mean, it's booze for a fucking fanny.
Yeah, I'd bought last night. Oh, I wasn't drinking it to get pissed.
I mean, they give it to children.
Yeah. I wasn't drinking it to get pissed. I was drinking it just because I like it. I had
It's way worse.
I had a bottle of Buck's Fizz and 4 mince pies.
Just so everyone knows, yesterday,
shaking my belly like a bowl full of jelly.
Just so everyone knows, yesterday was November the 6th.
Fucking day after bonfire night. And he's like, right, that's Christmas. Fetch me the eggnog. Poach it first.
Better start the advent calendar.
He drinks poached eggnog. Just shaking advent calendars into his goal. Like, I'm doing all the windows. You can't stop me.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. I had just planned to have a nice little Christmas night.
How many mince pies did you eat?
What?
How many mince pies?
None, because I got a last minute gig.
Oh, right. Oh, so you didn't have them when you got back. How many were you planning on eating?
What? 4. Because I bought 4 mince pies. Eat 2 and leave the rest.
Of course you do.
Yeah, that's what most people are doing. Most people would have 1.
I don't. To be honest, I might probably wouldn't even have 1. They're pretty.
I'm not a big fan. Yeah.
Mince pies are lovely. You're both.
It's the only fruit
idiots.
He gets all year. Let's not talk him out of it.
But, yeah, don't forget the orange juice and the Buck's Fizz.
That's it. Orange juice and mince pies. Christmas is the healthiest part of the year for you, isn't it?
Are you on a diet? Are you, Freddie?
2 of my 5 a day.
Although Buck's Fizz is not 1 of your 5 a day. Just to be clear,
it's orange juice.
Thank
you. So
I don't know if it is orange juice in the stuff you're buying,
but it
orange concentrate.
So I was actually at Booths. So shut up.
So you've got Booths Buck's Fizz. Was it Booths own brand Buck's Fizz?
Yeah.
You fancy cunt.
I know. What can I say? I had 4 quid to spare. Fucking idiot.
Yeah, we're going up in the world over here.
No cost of living crisis for Freddie.
The mince pies were £2.50. That's £6.50 for a fucking belted evening. I don't give a shit what
you
both
think.
Yeah,
look, my nana would love it. Yeah.
Again, it's not an evening. It's a morning. It's a Christmas morning.
I bet you had like Nat King Cole on the stereo as well. Silent night.
I needed a fucking Nat King Cole with all the fucking mince pies I was eating.
Oh, that's your
You ran out of confidence in that halfway through saying it, didn't you? You're like, I need a Nat King Cole because of all the mince pies.
I'm just giddy because I'm thinking about that Buck's first. That's honestly, this is the happiest I've been in the podcast.
I know,
knowing
it really
that I've
is.
Got it home.
You've lit up since you started talking about mince pies and Buck's Fizz.
Right. So anyway, I had that at home.
Yeah.
The end.
Yeah.
What were we talking about?
The gig.
Fucking no.
The gig you were. You
oh, right, yes, I'll tell you what it was. Yeah. So I'm a fan of an old school kind of, you know, now then, you know, sort of like old school. There was a guy who ran a gig, still in comedy, right? And what he used to do, this is before you started, but he'd give open spots, new acts, he'd give them chances at the club. And this is what he'd do, right? He'd go, you can come down, do my club tonight. I'll give you £50. If I think you've done well, I'll give you £80.
Yeah.
And it's like, no, don't do that, because I'll know exactly how well you think I've done depending on what I fucking get.
Yeah. Or to do it, but just don't tell me beforehand.
Yeah. Nah, I quite like that. I think open spots need telling. I think they're too coddled. Yeah. I think they need more grief.
Do you know what I will say about new acts in comedy? Now, listen right now. Here's a fucking thing for you. New acts don't hang around and watch the headliner anymore.
Yeah, this is such an old man complaint.
So when I
why
started,
aren't you watching me to learn?
Yeah, exactly.
You can pick up tips from me.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that you should absolutely be sticking around and watching. Yeah. And I
get me a box fizz.
No, I want the whole pack of mince pies. Jingle bell, rum, rum, rum. Drink, mince pie.
I never saw you as a Christmas person.
No, I didn't either.
I'm a mince pie and Bucks Fizz person.
Yeah. Fucking there's fuck all goodwill to all men. It's just fucking food.
Just in it for the food.
I couldn't give a shit about Christmas. I like mince pies and I like Bucks Fizz. And if they sold them at Easter, I'd fucking have it. I fucking have it. I'm not arsed.
Such an image. Like an Easter egg hunt ruined by a pissed Quinn with a bottle of Bucks Fizz in his hand.
I would honestly.
Who wants a mince pie? Why are you not waiting till I get an egg?
If they did it all year round, I would bring Bucks Fizz and mince pies to a barbecue.
An egg.
Why did you make me sound like a sex pervert? Oh, okay.
Sorry for doing an accurate impression.
But yeah, when I said, are you excited? I didn't really mean Peter Kay.
Right.
I meant the Qatar World Cup.
Oh, right.
Wow, yeah, I am. That was a while ago, at least.
No, I am. I am
it's all coming
really
together.
I am excited, actually. I don't really like football, but I do love human rights abuses.
Same.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a big fan. I really hate migrant workers. Yeah. So, like, I'm really, like, really loving what Qatar are doing.
Down with workers' rights.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to do a 1 second clap for every slave that died making the stadiums.
Yeah.
So that's constant clapping for the whole 90 minutes. From start to finish.
Yeah, I did.
And then for some time after.
I did read a stat. There is 1.5 workers have died for every minute of football there will be at this tournament.
Really?
Yeah.
But.
Does that include extra time?
Yeah. So there's one that's half dead. Just his legs. Could be worse. Could have that tattoo on him.
I mean, that is what slaves are for.
I mean, what is the point of having slaves and not using them?
I probably shouldn't have said that.
Why have a dog and bark yourself, eh?
I probably shouldn't have said that in the same tone as the song That's What Friends Are For.
You've got a slave in me.
And you're miles and miles from your little straw bed. Just remember what your master said. Wow, that is problematic. It's mad that you have the likes of David Beckham, who has more than enough money.
Yeah, and famously appeared on the cover of Attitude Mag to show his support for the gay community.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost like, and hear me out here, it's almost like that David Beckham doesn't give a flying fuck about the gay community and instead is more bothered about money.
It's wild. I just don't get people who are that rich who still, like, if I was David Beckham rich, you couldn't get me to do anything
that
I didn't want to do that morning.
If you are,
let alone this shit.
If you are somebody who wants to give money to allies of the LGBT community, then please sign up to our Patreon for just £3 a month, you daft puffs.
We say that
the joke is inherent. Yeah, I'm sure that won't get lost in the context of the internet.
Be a shame if someone clipped just that bit and removed it from all context, wouldn't it?
What, Daft Puffs?
Yeah,
I'd say it was a fun,
like, great French dance outfit
cover band.
Yeah.
Around the world, around the world. Work it, make it, do it. Makes us stronger, better, faster, longer.
Stronger, faster, better, bummer. Stronger, better, faster, bummer.
That don't kill me. Can only make us stronger. Apart from it. That's not even the right song, is it? That's Kanye.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's he up to? Anyway, speaking of rights violators.
Tell you what I've just found out about Kanye. Do you know he makes music?
Does he?
Yeah, been a fan for ages. I'd no idea.
I thought he just fucked that girl with a big ass.
Yeah, I was just a big fan of his philosophies.
Has he said anything mental recently?
Yeah, I don't know what. I've stopped listening.
So, Qatar World Cup. Are you going to watch it?
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, because like I'm really excited about it.
I'm not excited about it. Like, I think it's going to be the shittiest World Cup ever, but it's still a fucking World Cup.
I'm really into football, as are you, sort of. And
I like the way he puts himself the highest in here, the one who never goes to a match.
Yeah,
I'm more into it than you guys. Sat on my fucking sofa with my Bucks fizz watching the game.
Right, can we?
We both
just,
are regular match.
Can we just get rid of this idea that watching something live has an inherently better value?
No, we can't get rid of that because it obviously does.
Especially a stand-up comedian.
Watch it whatever you want. Anyway, tour next year is different. But
obviously, anyway, you are a better fan if you go to the matches.
I will happily watch. I will sit there and I'll watch every World Cup game.
Yeah, 100%.
As I've done for World Cups and Euros. And
I've not missed a match of a World Cup forever.
I actually skipped my general studies exam when I was at college to watch Colombia versus Uruguay because I was like, oh, South American derby. Yeah. Nil-nil.
I quit a job once because United got beat.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah, I went to a bowling alley in Leeds. And
I'm already proud of my Leodensian people for driving you out for
it
that.
It was when, remember when United got beat by Leeds years ago?
Uh-huh. Oh, like Jermaine Beckford.
Leeds were really shit when they were like League One at the time.
It was January the 3rd, 2010.
That's exactly it, yeah.
January the 3rd, remember the date, we beat the team, we fucking hate, we knocked the scum out of the FA Cup, we're Super Leeds and we're going up.
Yeah. Anyway, wow. I went to...
It was honestly one of the best days of my life. Johnny Howson in the 37th minute with that pass. Jermaine Bedford scored.
It was good Richard Fleet.
It was fucking well done. Amazing.
There were a lot of fucking knobhead Leeds fans who worked at this bowling alley who were all pricks. And so when United got beat, rather than go in and listen to them fucking whine about it for the rest of the time I was working there, I just thought, I'm just not going in. And because I hadn't gone in for a shift, I thought, well, I probably just shouldn't go again.
That's
so
fucking great.
Just didn't go.
I'm so glad that Leeds fans hounded you out of your job. That's fucking incredible.
To be fair, I was due to leave in like a month anyway.
Sure. You're a big pussy.
I mean, the worry now is obviously, as you and I are United fans and Rob's a Leeds fan, Christ, I mean, if Leeds play United and they, like, draw, he might start gloating.
We'll all have to leave.
If we get a point, you guys are fucked.
But, I mean...
But I've got to be careful, though. I'm not celebrating anymore when Leeds do well. Gabby Abon-Lahore told me not to.
Oh, gotcha.
I let him down the other day.
A fucking weapon.
100%
weird-looking fucking dildo is.
Yeah.
He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah. But his job is to say things that upset people in order to create discourse.
Why are we having this? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you why. It's because it's fucking TalkSport. Yeah, what they've done is they've got two absolute retards in fucking Gabby Abon-Lahore and Jamie O'Hara, and they've gone, listen, you two fucking idiots, just go on thingy and just say stupid shit. Yeah. And because they're idiots, they've gone, we're real football pundits.
Do you think you would ever go on a TV programme and argue something that you didn't truly believe in?
Maybe for no money on morning TV.
I do get paid.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Is it good?
I bet it's not as much as Abon-Lahore gets.
Yeah.
Oh, no, absolutely not. But the thing is he just has ridiculous... This whole thing now about like, oh, you celebrated. Yeah. Oh, you celebrated too much at the end of that game.
The context for it was Leeds played Bournemouth a couple of days before we're filming this. And like we were 3-1 down with 30 minutes to go. And we came back to win 4-3. Right, that's a very rare thing to happen.
Yeah,
it's a great achievement.
It shows really the incredible managerial acumen behind Jesse Marsh.
It was great. But like the first half was not a great mark for Jesse. But second half turned it around brilliantly. It was great.
It's one of those situations where you celebrate a lot.
Yeah,
when you think you're going to lose and then you win.
When that winner goes in and like you know that's why you go to football.
But also as well, they're like Leeds are celebrating like they won the Champions League in the final. And it's like, Yeah, because they're never going to win the Champions League in the final. Yeah. They're never going to win any trophy. These players aren't ever going to win any trophies. The best that they have is this. Yeah. This is the absolute best in their career.
But also, what would Gabby Agbonlahor know what looks like winning the Champions League looks like? He's never fucking seen it. It was a one goal every seven game striker.
It's just, if you'd have told me 15 years ago as a football fan, hey, one day you're going to listen to Gabby Agbonlahor and Jamie O'Hara, I'd be like, oh yeah, and is Steve Sidwell going to write best-selling books? Oh wait, it's nuts. I don't understand why they don't have just like coaches. Like why is Sean Dyche
more
not?
Journalists is what they should have on football punditry. There are like football journalists who are really good at like explaining stuff.
And
like,
Football Weekly does that, don't
they? Yeah.
But the thing is, though,
they have it on BT a lot.
The thing is, though, is Gabby Agbonlahor and Jamie O'Hara is football opinions for thick people.
Yeah.
And because of the way
that's
that
TalkSport is.
Yeah, I just mute TalkSport on everything. The way but it still that, gets through.
The way that the world works nowadays is good journalism isn't rewarded.
Yeah.
Engaging journalism is rewarded. So you can make an incredibly fucking impassioned thing about the tactics that changed in the final 30 minutes that whatever. The fact of the matter is that only a small percentage are going to engage with that. Whereas if you put a stupid outlandish opinion that is absolute nonsense, it feeds this fucking culture of whoever's the biggest fucking mong gets the most attention.
Yeah. That was his nickname when he was a player, you know. It was Gabby the Mong Agbonlahor. That genuinely was his nickname around
Gabby Agbonlahor.
Yeah, like that was his nickname amongst the squad. They called him Mong. That was what they called him.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, because think about that. Amongst professional footballers, he stood out as thick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what? There's a great story about, apparently Jason McAteer was thick as pig shit. It was called Trigger. That was his nickname because he was so thick. There's a great story about him filling in.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
For a credit card application when he worked at Blackburn Rovers. Yeah. And he, you know, they put name and he put Jason McAteer and it put company and he put Blackburn Rovers and he put position and he put, put centre mid.
Centre mid, yeah.
When I was little.
It's like, good God.
When I was
missionary.
Me and my stepdad saw Jason McAteer in a shop. Yeah. And my stepdad, both big United fans, my stepdad went over to him and went, I've got a poster of you on my wall. And he went, oh, have you? And he went, yeah, it's when you're on your knees crying when Cantona scored in the cup final.
That's fucking genius. That's genius. But in honour of the Qatar World Cup, which is, let's face it, the best, most morally acceptable World Cup.
Yeah. Home finally, one I can get behind. Yeah,
it's the home of football.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Football is coming home final.
I've often said that football would be best enjoyed in an arid desert with no alcohol.
Yeah,
or gay people. I've often said that those things are.
Who wants a party with gay people there?
Oh,
if anyone ruins a massive festival, it's the gays.
Yeah.
When have they ever contributed to fun?
Oh, mate, could you imagine a straights only festival? With the saddest, most disgusting thing ever.
If you want to know what that is, it's latitude.
Yeah. Get sponsored by Boohoo Man. Yeah, that's, you know, shit that fashionable gay people wouldn't be seen dead in.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So anyway, right, in honour of the Qatar World Cup, what we've decided that we're going to do is we're going to do some live streaming.
We're going to do some
YouTube.
Little watch-alongs. So you're like, you put the game on and we'll, like, you know, we'll add our own colour commentary.
And what we're going to do is we are going to do live watch-alongs and we're all going to be supporting the three countries with the worst human rights records.
Well, so, yeah, like we're going to be bang behind Qatar. Is the first stream we're going to do is for one of the Qatar games. Yeah. I don't think it's the first one. I think it's their second.
Yeah, game. I think it's their second one. Yeah, yeah. We're going to be doing Qatar. Yeah. We're going to be doing Saudi Arabia, and we're going to be doing Iran.
I'm just a big fan of their football. I just like the way they play.
Really? Yeah. Name two Saudi Arabian players.
Al-Jabousi.
Al-Jabousi.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they've imported quite a lot of Brazilians, so I'm going to go with Marlon.
Memedale.
Yeah. he's a player in my football manager team. He's a regen who plays in midfield for my football manager team. He's called Marlon. I had to sign him. I play as York City. So Marlon.
I love how Brazilians have just weird first. Yeah, yeah. Fred.
This is Derekinho. Yeah. Fucking Kevaldo. I don't know. I just I like what they're doing. I think it's a great footballing project. I think they've got great fans. I like that Qatar have paid a lot of fans to go out there as well and sing supportive messages.
It is gross, that, isn't it? Yeah. The
England band are getting paid to go out there and they're not allowed to criticise Qatar. And also, as part of their contract, they have to like reply to negative social media messages they're a fucking Newcastle fan.
Have you seen that they're offering football fans the chance to go out there? So they're offering
World Cup.
Yeah, real fans though, not people who go to games, real football. Fans who sit at home drinking Bucks Fizz like a big fat cunt.
When you interrupt, everything's going to sound silly. So
that's why I keep doing it.
They've offered football fans the chance to go out there, all paid for, flights, hotel, accommodation, games, expenses, but you have to be there as a ambassador.
This is literally what I just said.
No, you said the England band.
They're some of them.
Yeah, but they've offered every sort of person.
No, it's not every person. They've got about 50 people from like a lot of the major nations, and the England band are some of the ones from England.
Right, I didn't know that you were talking
about... It's the same thing, yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. Would you, if you got offered the chance, go?
No.
I would.
Would you?
Yeah. What? So I've got to like say positive things. I'm not signing a thing that says what I've got to be able to say.
I'd say
or
positive
not.
Things.
All right, Constantine.
Yeah. So I've got to write the post. Yeah. Right?
I also wouldn't go on Good Morning Britain and complain about it. I don't care.
So I've got to write the post, right?
Yeah.
So I'd just do it really sarcastically and say, Saudi, wherever it is, Qatar is brilliant. I haven't seen a single beheading yet. Shit like that.
Yeah, I don't know if they'd be down for that. I think you'd have
to
be...
Yeah, they probably wouldn't, but I'd be already there.
Oh, yeah, you'd really...
Exactly. You're already there in their country where they make the rules. I think that's probably not... I think you're going to be going in for a little meeting.
You're not
going
to outsmart the regime. Do you know what I mean? It's not that you're going to be able to fit an acrostic poem
I think
down
they're
the
down a tweet.
Yeah. Check the first letter of all my tweets. It was very sarcastic.
This is LGBT. Yeah, yeah. This guy's not working for us.
Yeah, I think they're across this sort of stuff, mate, the Qataris.
Well, I'll just do it and say nice things about it.
You fucking shit house.
Yeah, I'm a sellout.
Nah, I definitely want to think it's gross.
Yeah, I wouldn't go.
I'm not even asked about going to this World
Cup.
I really want to go to our World Cup.
I really thought about going and paying to go to this one, but it's really hard to get.
Yeah.
You can't get a...
We'll go America when it's in America in 4 years.
I'll tell you why
I wouldn't go, and it's got nothing to do with human rights. If anything,
you'd like more of them dead.
It's because... Right, there's a lot to be said about a country that rules with an iron fist. Yeah. So, everyone knows the place, and I think people under dictatorships are happier because they know the...
Not all the people.
Yeah, what about all the people who get disappeared?
Yeah.
What if you end up in the basement underneath the National Stadium, you know?
Yeah.
So...
I think you're going to be happier.
There's about 7 million people that weren't happy under... The Hitler dictatorship.
Yeah. I think if you go through quite a lot of dictators, there's a similar pattern emerges.
There's a reason they don't stay around forever, dictatorships.
Well,
I would maybe ask the people of Chile how they feel about living under a dictatorship.
Yeah.
Or Argentina, or Spain, or North Korea currently, or Ethiopia, Liberia, basically anything.
Are they any happier or less happy than us? I doubt it.
I mean, I would guess that I'm happier than someone who is living under the Chilean junta.
But to be fair, you have no emotion at all. So
yeah. I reckon their heating bills are less.
They don't have Bucks Fizz.
They do, actually. They call it Buco Fizze.
Oh, yeah, which could you do that in North Korea?
Buco Fizze.
I'm betting Netflix in North Korea is shit. Like, it's definitely not going to be more fun to be a North Korean, is it?
Yeah.
Like, their telly's crap. It's just marching.
Yeah. Squid Games is a documentary.
Yeah, that's South Korea, racist.
Same bit, in it.
I don't think you have a chance to get rich in North Korea. I don't think, like, they play Squid Game, but everyone dies.
It's called Squid Inevitability.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it would be that great living under a dictator, mate.
I think it'd be... I think choice is what makes people unhappy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Right.
The illusion of is what makes people unhappy.
That's what makes us unhappy.
Think about Brexit. If they'd have just gone, we're doing it, go fuck yourselves, we'd all got over it. But now we're still squabbling about it. It's been fucking 8 years or whatever.
I mean, most people don't give a fuck anymore, but most people are just like,
you get people on the...
You can't judge things by what people on the internet
get rid of the illusion of choice. Get rid of it. Just fucking... This is what you're doing... Go fuck yourselves. And also as well, democracy is fundamentally flawed as a concept.
Yeah.
Because
it's the
majority,
least bad option,
the majority of people shouldn't have a say in what goes on.
Yeah.
I shouldn't. You shouldn't. You shouldn't.
I should.
No, you should. You shouldn't have a say at all. You should just be told what to do.
No, I should be the dictator.
No. Well, you are short.
Yeah, that is a theme with them, isn't it? They're always like the tiny little men trying to compensate. Yeah.
You'd just be happier if somebody... I'd be happier if it was just whoever was in charge... that's it. And then
what if they're like, right, I'm in charge now, like I say, I'm your dictator, right? It's not me, it's I'm playing that, I'm being the dictator, and I'm like, right, my first week in charge, right, I'm in charge now, everyone's got to do what I say. Every morning I want to fuck Threddy's throat. That's what I'm doing. That's your job. You're the throat. You're a cum dumpster. That's your job.
Okay, well,
you're the president's cum dumpster. You don't get a say in it, though, because it's a dictatorship. And you're happier because you get told what to do.
Okay.
And what you've got to do is swallow my jizz.
I get the option of moving.
No, there's no choice.
No, you don't. It's a dictatorship. I've taken your passport away.
No.
There's no talk. You get told what to do because it's a dictatorship. No, it's not.
All right, okay.
I'm the dictator. I've taken your passport.
All right, then.
So you want to choose to be able to live in a dictatorship.
In that situation, I am happy to take one for the country.
Right.
I will be the president's cum dumpster because we've all got to make sacrifices.
President's cum dumpster.
Right, but this dictator wants everyone else to be really happy and have loads of choice. Apart from you, you're the only one who has...
And everyone else gets to put their cigarettes out on you while you're getting guzzling your
cum. It's absolutely fine. I think cigarettes are a dirty habit anyway.
So you're an ashtray.
What?
In the public square, you're an ashtray. Listen, stroke public urinal. Yeah.
But...
They're all allowed to drink Bucks Fizz.
Logic would dictate...
They're only allowed to drink Bucks Fizz or Guinness and they are going to shit in your mouth. So
logic would dictate that if that makes everyone else happy, you do it for the good. It's utilitarianism, isn't it? The greatest
you care
people.
About other people enough that you would happily let random members of the public do Guinness shits in your jizz filled mouth if it made them happier.
Yes.
You said earlier that you don't want your audience to be happy. You want them to be annoyed.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, Tom, I've been backed into a corner
and he's getting fucking bummed in it.
Yes, I think I lost the argument when I said...
people under dictatorships are happier. That's when you lost it,
mate. No, I think I lost it when I said president's cum dumpster. I think retrospectively...
Mistakes were made.
If we're doing a play-by-play analysis, I should have refused to engage with you as the president's cum dumpster.
Yeah.
Because
it was an error.
We have fallen... By allowing you... that logical standing in order to build a ridiculous case, we have got ourselves at the point where I am saying that I would happily let people shit in my mouth and put cigarettes out on my tiny nipples if it meant the world being happier, when we know full well that isn't the case.
I think the world would be happier just because that was happening.
Yeah, it does sound like I am happier under this dictator. I'm going to take up smoking again, I'll tell you that.
And drinking.
I'm right back on it. Honestly, it's awful for my health, but I've never been happier.
Yeah, you can go round to your mum's. You can have a Bucks Fizz. Damn fucking right I can. Yeah. Freddy's in town. Passes that cigar. Fucking hell. So, yeah, we're going to live stream some games. Yeah. And we're going to live stream. And,
like, if you're not a football fan, don't worry. There's going to be very little football content.
Yeah, we're going to be live streaming Qatar, which is Saudi Arabia.
Supporting
and
the best teams.
Iran, the ones with the worst human rights records.
Let's go, Axis.
You don't need to be a football fan to watch it. It's going to be fucking funny.
If you're just a fan of murderous regimes.
Because what we're going to do is we are going to really get behind this murderous World Cup in the only way that we know how.
Look, it's out of our control where the World Cup goes. We're not in charge of FIFA. So let's make the best of it by fully supporting Qatar in everything they do.
Yeah. I mean...
It's sell them some more arms. Come on, guys. Let's get them some fucking homing missiles. Let's go.
I mean, sell them some
more. Fuck off, Lebanon.
Sell them some more arms is actually the leader.
Yeah, it's left back.
Sell them some more.
Fuck's sake. I am looking forward to a Qatari player missing a penalty and getting an arm cut off.
Oh, mate.
Definitely going to happen.
Yeah, only the goalkeeper's safe. Yeah.
You know what Qatar could really do a good PR move here is by having one of their slaves in the squad. Mm. And then they're like, look at this rags to riches story. And then
rags to less rags, I think, is the story there.
Yeah, look, he's very hardworking.
Yeah.
So he's probably going to be a utility player. Type, you know, the former slave.
Okay, little slave. Now we want you to be part of the wall. Oh, just like my family.
Yeah. It's very much, it's going to be the Park Ji-sung, isn't he, of the team. Yeah. Unglamorous. He's going to stitch it together. There is a thing I wanted to show you, which I you might well have seen this on the internet. I think it's one of the greatest works of art this country has ever produced.
Oh, I know what this is.
If you click that one at the top there. This is fucking incredible. So what it is some lads here have decided...
I've not seen this, but this is great.
Right, so what it is they have all got... They explain it a bit in a second. If you want to play it forward a little bit...
What the fuck is that unit in the yellow?
Well, what we're going to do, before they start the challenge that they're going to set up, we'll play some bets. So if you just play it a second, I'll explain what it is.
Right. Tom Garrett.
It's Tom Garrett.
Fourth of November.
It's 4th of November. So this must have been last year they did this.
Just pause it a sec. Pause it a second. Yeah. So that person in the yellow, I've never seen a more ridiculous looking human being in my fucking
life. He looks a bit like Arj off The Only Way Is Essex.
Yeah, the back sweeped hair is a bad choice.
Yeah.
It really highlights his stupid face.
Yeah.
And also as well, the way that he's dressing, it's like, look, I know all your mates dress in fucking Adidas and North Face jackets, but just copy them, mate.
Yeah.
Just don't dress like that.
You don't need that Professor Weto hair. It's not helping.
Oh, he looks ridiculous. Yeah. He looks fucking ridiculous.
Because the rest of them are just like a bunch of fucking lads.
Chavs.
In it, yeah, yeah.
They're lads.
They're students.
Yeah.
This is the cricket club from Hull University.
Is it? Right, okay. Yeah. It's Hull University, so come on.
Hull University. This is
Hull
the
University
only,
is a big sports
This
place.
Is the only...
Exactly, so they're all fucking unit. Thick. A sports union. Yeah, like people at Loughborough aren't fucking geniuses. They could just run fast. Right, so this is the cricket club. There we go. Right, okay, so that explains it. He's a posh boy who plays cricket. He couldn't get in anywhere else. Right, so let's go. Let's have a little roll on.
Let's go.
Right, so there we go. Pause it. They've got 5 pints each, and they're going to skull them. Now, who are you betting on being the first to chunder?
Oh, don't say chunder.
Chunder is
makes,
a proper...
That makes me
whole
sad.
Whole cricket club uni thing
I used to hate it when people were like, oh my God, I chundered last night. Yeah. It was like, was sick. That's the... Like,
oh, sorry for using slang. Fucking old man.
No, it's not slang though, is it? It's like twat slang.
I agree. I think it's like posh.
You
slang.
Look really. You look well, really. Like, upset.
Why? It's Tory slang. I think.
It is Tory slang. It's Tory
why
as fuck.
Why would a scum in my town say like them? Like I don't think it's Tory.
In Knaresborough, Tory Knaresborough.
Yeah, there are a lot of Tories around there, but
there
like,
you
not
go.
My
it's
mates.
Tory slang.
But it's not Tory slang. Chunder is
he
just
looks
what
so
people...
upset.
I am annoyed at being implied that I'm a Tory. But that is...
It makes me chunder.
I think you're being ridiculous about chunder.
Right, let us know in the comments.
Yeah.
It's chunder Tory slang, it is. You look really... This is the most mad I've ever seen you.
Furious.
And I've done jokes about your submissive mother.
Yeah.
Can we also keep up the tradition of people saying bummed or unbummed in every single video that we do as well? I
really Well, it's really funny because when you type bummed or unbummed on the YouTube comments, it's helping the YouTube algorithm.
Yeah, yeah.
And so YouTube is going, loads of people are commenting and engaging, and it's pushing it to more people.
Yeah.
But it's just putting bummed or unbummed.
Yeah, yeah.
So I love the idea, basically, that YouTube has pushed our content to people that don't watch it. And they're like, oh, this is good. And then they've looked at the comments like, bummed, unbummed. What?
Like, also, shout out to the person who went through the episode and counted how many times we'd see it said bummed or unbummed.
Bummed or unbummed, 98.
98 times he said
it. Bummed or unbummed in one episode.
Like Tarantino's Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah.
How many swears?
Yeah.
I'm gutted that we didn't get to 100.
So who's
your
pick?
So I'm going for, I actually think that fucking Big Yellow Taxi over there can hold his liquor a little
fucking
bit.
Joni Mitchell over there, yeah. So you think Joni's all right?
Yeah.
Who are you going with?
I'm actually going with a boy who is the striped Adidas thing next to next to the guy with the New Balance.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I've already seen the video, so I know.
I've seen it, but I can't remember.
All right. Who are you going with?
I probably won't guess because I remember some people being sick, so I'll just watch it and enjoy it.
So the game is just
Try and down 5 pints, yeah.
Okay, boy, go for it.
Strong start.
I'll tell you what, just pause it a second. Boy in red t-shirt with the gilet is not playing.
Yeah, he's had a sip.
Yellow coat guy.
He's had a sip.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Some people...
Oh, what are you fucking doing, Tom? Jesus. Do you want to play it?
Sorry, audio listeners.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, the guy in the front is fucking going for
it. Oh, he's
good,
crushing
lads.
It. That's two down. Done.
That's two down. The fucking red hat guy hasn't even finished one.
Yeah, there we go. He's got one down.
I think he's drinking cider as well. Red coat, red t-shirt.
Oh. Yeah, it looks like Strongbow Dartford. There's a lot of burping going on here. Oh, he's gone.
Yeah, no, he went too fast. It was the guy at the front.
All right, pause it. The fight has gone out of all of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's one of these things you start off like, this is going to be hilarious. And you're like, "What? If you've tried to skull more than one pint in a row, it's a horrible experience.
Just doing one pint.
This video,
you're gassy as shit.
This video should be played every time anyone asks, Alexa, what's the difference between cricket and rugby? Because rugby lads would be like, I've been sick, that's more drink. And then they'd be drinking their
own coming on each other.
Yeah. Wanking each other off, fingering each other's arseholes.
Hey, you're gay. Fucking rugby.
But look how much they've lost the fight.
I know. Once they've seen their leader go down.
He's, look, to be fair.
One of the backs
there we go. My guy was number two.
Yeah. Jesus
fucking Christ. It's like that episode of Family Guy where they just win up all the time. Oh, there he is again. Red t-shirt guy is like, fuck you guys, I'm not.
Imagine living next door to this.
I know. You look out your back window, oh, those boys having a little party, are they?
I know, it's just fucking eight dildos being sick.
All in the name of charity.
Oh, I love that. All in the name of charity. So this is for charity.
It's for Movember somehow.
Oh my God, guys, I've totally changed. Fucking Lord above.
I want to see Gilet go, skull it, you cunt.
Gilet boy is the biggest pussy I've ever seen. Look at it.
And he's still puked.
I think he's just spitting it out.
I've had quicker pints than Gilet guy just leaving a pub.
Yeah.
I don't think Yellow Coat's doing that well either. I think he's only had one.
Oh, that's a big one.
Oh, there you go.
Amazing, isn't it?
That was fucking silly. What I really liked about it is how quickly they lost the fight.
Yeah, it's like a pint and a half in, they're over.
Have you got any lovely questions, Tom?
I have got a lovely question, actually.
Tell us a lovely question.
I actually, when I was at school, did a challenge to drink 8 pints of milk against a mate.
And
we raced each other loads, into a bin. And we got busted by our head of year coming round our form area, whatever it was, like year area, with a health inspector.
Oh.
As me and my mate were vomiting into bins. We got in a lot of trouble.
Closest I got to that was I tried to beat the world record for 20 chicken nuggets eaten most quickly, and I burnt all the roof of my mouth and it all scabbed off and I was spitting blood and stuff and it's horrible.
We're also remembering...
Because hurt by chicken nuggets, at two.
No. But I didn't let them cool down, so I just scoffed scalding hot chicken
actually,
nuggets.
Weirdly, with the milk, we'd put it in a fridge that was too cold, so it was like icy cold, this milk, and it like hurt my throat when I was throwing up cold milk.
This is something we need to remember for the Poppadom challenge.
Oh, yeah. Let's not learn. So yeah, that's a little preview of what our Poppadom challenge is going to look like.
Okay. Lovely question.
Lovely question. Are you ready?
Where's Tom's guy from?
All right.
Tom's lovely question.
Right. Can I have a go at the...
isn't that lovely?
The riddle.
I think Rob has got an advantage on this one. That's all I'll say.
Right.
It's a famous person.
And I've got it.
Have you?
I know what it is. So we've got Tony... Yay, boa constrictor, Tony Yeboah.
It is Tony Yeboah. Very good, okay. Very quick.
Mate, you could give literally any riddle that hints at Tony Yeboah. It's my first guess for everything. is it Tony Yeboah? Before I check anything else, is it Tony Yeboah?
So I would not have got that in a million years because...
Kanye changed his name to Yay. So it's just Yay.
That's why I thought it'd be tricky. And because I didn't think anyone would know that was a boa constrictor. I thought he'd go
right, well, I got it from Tony Yay. Yeah.
Okay, so I was going with Tiger Woods. And the reason being is because I saw a tiger and a black person. And that's what I want.
snakes live in the woods?
That was the final bit of the puzzle that I couldn't get, Tom.
Does that snake smell of oud by any chance?
I didn't know. I thought maybe he fucked a snake or something.
You thought Tiger Woods fucked a snake?
Well, look, I know that...
How would he fuck a snake?
If anyone's going to fuck a snake, it's probably Tiger Woods.
Sure.
Exactly. Sex
My addiction. Question is, how does a human fuck a snake?
I thought that possible...
That's the snake fucking you.
Well, it's all making love, isn't it?
I thought...
It's not... Sorry, Tom. No. Putting a snake up your ass is not making love.
It is if the snake consents.
How does the snake consent?
He goes, yes.
fucking hate you.
Can't do this anymore. yes.
Right.
God. Right.
What's your lovely question?
Yeah. let's do
fucking
this.
Fucking hell.
Don't know yet. We're going to pick a number between 1 and I think 9.
You can have a pick, Freddie. Don't pick a weird number.
3.
Weirdo.
3. What have we got?
You've really not let that go, have you?
No, because it was fucking mental.
Oh, this one's from Madeline McCann-Can. And he's very apt to this question from Madeline McCann-Can.
Our usernames on Discord are the fucking best.
Yeah, oh, it's how would you get rid of a body? If anyone can, Madeline McCann can.
Right. Well, like, this is a sort of thing you should plan for before you commit the murder, ideally.
Yeah, that's what we should do now.
Yeah. But, obviously, the only method I know is the snatch method of cutting
them up
and
feeding
them to pigs.
You're always going to have trouble getting rid of a body in one piece.
Yeah. So you cut them up and feed them to pigs, innit?
Yeah, but I've not got any pigs.
There's loads of farms around, here. Like, we could find a farm easy.
Do you reckon pig farmers are, constantly trying to get rid of murderers?
Yeah. Chasing them away.
No murderers.
Yeah. They will go through bones like butter.
Yeah.
Each pig can consume around 4 pounds of uncooked flesh every
minute. I know, he used to do this in his set.
Hence the
expression, genuinely,
of greedy as a pig.
His set used to be doing impressions of films. Oh. That was used to be a comedy.
Do you know
what
Nemesis means?
We've all seen the film, Brennan.
A rightful infliction manifested by an appropriate agent.
Can you just turn his mic off? Thank you very much. That's great. or you go for the break. The only ones I know are off TV. The Breaking Bad method is the big tub of acid, but I don't know how to get a big tub of acid.
So, okay, jokes aside and film quotes aside, we need to...
Good for you for knowing now that film quotes aren't a joke.
We need to establish some parameters.
Right.
Number one. How much money have I got?
Right.
Number two.
You've got how much money have you got now?
Yeah, it's if you murder someone today. Yeah.
Okay. Number two, how long have I got? And number three, where am I?
You've got till the police find you. You don't know how long you've got, do you?
Okay.
You're at home.
I'm
at home. Mm-hmm. I've killed...
Your missus.
You're right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I might go to the canal in Manchester. There's loads of bodies in there. Like, just weigh it down.
No, you don't need another body.
No, I know, but
I mean, that's the one thing I want about my corpses. I want them to be fucking you know.
You've got a surplus of bodies. You need to get rid of it. Mm. It doesn't need a friend.
If you punch a load of holes into a body, does it sink? If you get like the air out of it. Like puncture it and then it'll...
I think water would be
how
my goal.
How long would that take to acupuncture a body?
I'm not saying I'm not doing it with little acupuncture needles. I'm talking about drilling holes in him.
No, that's so stupid. That's really stupid. And also DNA will leak everywhere.
Yeah.
So especially
it will be quite sexy.
Especially when you come, yeah. Okay. So I think what you have to do really is I'm a believer in really sort of chopping the body up into tiny, tiny little bits mm-hmm. and putting them all in random stupid locations. Right. Now, I know what you're thinking is, Freddie, that will, if anything, give the body more chance of being discovered. However, what I'm banking on is that the body will decompose more quickly.
Sure.
So what I would do is I would try and use a fertilizer or something to speed up the decomposition. Uh-huh. And I would literally chop the body into, and I'm talking like 50 pieces.
As if you'd put that much effort in. Do you know how hard it is to chop up a body? You'd go into it with this plan that you're going to chop it into 50 pieces. Yeah. After he's cut the head off, he'd be like, oh, that's good enough.
Yeah. So, and then you go, these remind me of nuggets. I wonder how fast I could eat 20 of them.
So I have an annex. And so I'd probably do it in there because I could wipe it clean.
Brighton Stadium?
What, sorry? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. You go down to Falmer.
Yeah, home of the Seagulls. Maybe they'll take an ear.
Seagulls would be very useful to get rid of. If I lived in Brighton, this would have been so easy because I lived 10 seconds from the fucking beach. The seagulls everywhere. Like, there's loads of ways to get rid of them.
Quite busy, the beach, though, isn't it?
Not down in Hove at night. It's quiet.
I don't think the seagull's going to eat it overnight.
I just got to do drugs openly.
The pigs of the sky.
I think weighing it down and putting it in a river isn't the worst idea.
That's what I'd go for.
However, I think that you underestimate, number one, how difficult that would be in terms of just physically lifting it. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't be able to lift a body. Yeah. Like, you yourself wouldn't
could
be able...
Could have been
able,
as a kid.
That's true.
Yeah, you could get rid of a kid, I suppose. Yeah. But if you factored in a normal adult male plus all the things needed to weigh that down, you wouldn't be able to lift it to get it over the fucking bridge top.
Here's an idea, just spitballing, right? Put them in a bag and then smash them up with a rolling pin like you're making a cheesecake base.
Well, like a chicken parmo.
Yeah, just mush them up, just flatten them.
Fucking turn
into flat,
masher.
Yeah.
Turning a human being into a schnitzel.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Make them like a fajita wrap. Roll them up like a little person burrito.
Do you know what? Feeding it to pigs or something wouldn't be the worst idea, I don't think.
It's getting the pigs, though.
Getting them to the pigs. Acid, it's the transport.
I mean, acid is the other thing, but it's really hard to get hold of that much acid, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'd hide it in plain sight.
I would take the body.
Like, dress it up in like a hat and a trench coat and just put it...
No, I'd put it in the front garden. I think it was Halloween.
Here's what I'd do.
I think it's in a lawn ornament.
It's February and it smells, but... He must have just left his Halloween decorations up for 4 months.
If it was any of my relatives, you just think it was a garden gnome.
Yeah. or you take the body to an open mic comedy night and then no one would notice the smell or the death.
Yeah. It smells and it's dying. It must be an open spot.
Yeah, they'd be like, do you want a spot next week? Real talk, I think I'd probably just... I don't think I could handle the stress of being on the run. I think I'd just have to hand myself in or kill myself. Turn the gun on myself.
You're a pussy.
I just couldn't be arsed with it, mate. I can't be arsed with the hassle of being on the run. It's a lot of stress.
There's a lot of hassle in prison, though.
Yeah, I think I'd just kill myself. I think I'd just do me, too.
Okay, I would...
Then you've got another body.
I'd frame Rob.
Right, how would you do that?
So, what I would do is I know where you live.
Yeah.
So I would...
Quite a lot of Muslim people in my area. I don't think you're making it to my house.
What do you mean?
I think you're going to get stopped on the way from some people who've been watching YouTube.
So I'd be like, I got Salman Rushdie in the back.
Yeah. There's no way you're coming that close to a mosque. I'm fine.
Are we still keeping this going months after the...
Okay. If any Muslims are angered by Freddie or his presence, then please do feel free to send us some hate mail.
Address it to...
Out your fucking mouth.
Beep
editor,
mouth,
please bleep that. Fucking cunt.
I'd try and...
How would you say? How are you framing me? How are you doing it?
Okay, so what I'm doing is
leaving a little note like, oh, I didn't know my dad. Just like, I did this because I couldn't find my dad. side, Rob.
Totally.
That's why I'm angry.
Yeah.
I thought this guy was my dad. He's not.
So you've killed yourself by now.
Well, no. If I've killed myself, that's because I'm the murderer.
All right, so you don't need to frame me. I thought we all had bodies to get rid of.
We've all got our own individual bodies. Yeah. And we're having a little competition.
Yeah.
Just like a Patreon special. See who can get rid of their body the best.
Yeah, that's why I thought pass it off on you.
Right, okay, so you just leave. Well, yeah, if I've killed myself, just leave another one with me. Fine.
Exactly.
But in that's the not the scenario.
We haven't really killed anyone.
Yeah. No, that's not the scenario. No, okay. You've just killed someone and you're alone.
That's going to make it more difficult.
Yeah.
Again, chop it up into little pieces.
Uh-huh.
Leave it in woods all over the country, yeah, and with lots of fertilizer so it will decompose.
You can tell
quickly.
It was Freddy because the body was air fried.
Yeah, the crispiest dick skin they've ever uncovered. Any more lovely questions?
It's the chopping up that's the hard bit. How do you not leave DNA everywhere when you're chopping up?
I do, but it's in my annex so I can give it a good clean afterwards.
Right, just bleach the place.
Bleach the whole fucking place.
I'm going to eat the body.
I really thought it would be you who came up with that. In fact,
it probably would be as well, because what I would do is, rather than, I couldn't eat a whole body myself. That's a lot of body to eat.
Sure.
But what I could do is have a chilly night at my house. Chilly, invite old Mr. Freddy.
Do you have any idea how much chilly a human body would make?
Do you have any idea,
half of one of your portions?
Do you have any idea
how
many people
enough?
I would... Do you know how many people I would like to feed humans to without them knowing?
Tell you what a spectacular way for me to break my vegetarianism. If I ate some human meat chilly.
Yeah.
That's really jumping in the deep end, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, let's make up for lost time.
Yeah. If I hosted a barbecue, I could get rid of a human.
Yeah, the problem is, if you hosted a barbecue, no one would come. We'd be like, yeah, busy, mate.
Yeah. Come on, guys, I'm trying to rip off South Park here. Yeah. Go on, do another little question.
Picking up a number then, between 1 and 9.
Five.
Oh, this one was from Sam.
Oh, yeah.
If you were a terrorist, how would you do it?
Right. Do what?
Be a terrorist.
The terrorism.
How would you do terrorism?
Yeah.
If you were a terrorist, how would you do it?
Yeah. You wrote it better than that. That was just me.
Target for a start?
So a lot of people
are
a lot of terrorists go after aeroplanes. None of them do check-in.
Right.
So I'd bomb check-in.
Right. I think that guy in Glasgow did, the one who got set on fire and a Glaswegian kicked his
bollocks. No. But he tried to rub a car in.
Yeah.
So what I would do is I would strap...
They were like, no, it's not a bomb vest. I'm just very obese.
And they'd go, well, they do sound like that in your pop.
Yeah.
Fat terrorists do sound like... I'd go to check-in and I'd just... like that.
Right.
Because two reasons. Number one...
Oh, you'd do a suicide bombing?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Number
two... Can you imagine the shrapnel?
Well, yeah, this is it. I'd eat nails beforehand.
Right. Just eat a bag of tackies is about the same thing.
Yeah. So, if you bomb check-in, number one, you'd kill at least 100 people, I think.
I don't know. It's quite an open area is the thing you've got to think about. Like,
not when you're in the queue bit, when you're putting your bag in.
In the queue, snake, yeah. But
you want
like
a queue, don't you?
There's not a lot of building to fall down.
I reckon you could kill 100.
I think that's ambitious. I think
ooh, shopping, the scale of explosions. Shopping centre. Yeah. Shopping centre, Christmas, Trafford Centre. Mm-hmm. You kill 100 easy.
I reckon a train.
Well, yeah,
it'd be very easy to get a bomb on a train and I could walk off.
My plan, Old Trafford, right?
Right.
Just like wander in. I assume your security's shit.
It's actually quite...
It is at most grounds. It's terrible.
United actually has quite strict security. You can't take a rucksack in. You get searched and stuff.
Yeah, they're fine. You get in. Like, I've got boot. Like, you know, I've smuggled stuff into loads of grounds. I'd do it to yours. It'd be fine.
There's no way that you're going to get into Old Trafford with a bomb. There's no way. Zero chance of that happening.
Really good.
How? Okay, quickly. Let's
shove it up my ass.
Let's roll play.
I shove it up
shove
my ass.
Giant...
I shove a stick of dynamite up my ass.
Excuse me.
Just have the fuse hanging
excuse
out.
Excuse me, sir.
And then when I want to set it off, I just light it like that.
Sir, could you just come here a second? It's just I can hear a tick coming from your anus.
And it's so quiet in here, I can hear it.
Yeah.
So I'd be going there, add into your atmosphere. Like in the fucking singing section, I'd be like, oh, good, like someone's actually fucking joining in.
Someone's brought a metronome.
Yeah.
Fucking nonsense.
It's actually a lot better Old Trafford now.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Cool.
Now there was shit.
It's just, it's typical Leeds fans, this, is they try to, like, get any little thing that they... Oh, well, we're louder and we won once. Oh, God.
Yeah, sorry, we actually have joy. We actually, you know, have a nice time.
Yeah, now. Not for the last 20 years.
No, it was still dead fun when we were shit.
And speaking of joy and a nice time, that is why I cannot wait for the Qatar World Cup.
It's going to be a great time.
The atmosphere in those air-conditioned stadiums.
Oh, mate, it's going to be off the chain.
What's going to happen, right, if the air conditioning just packs up?
Yeah.
Does that mean the game's called off?
Yeah, probably. But like, the thing is, like, the air conditioning dries out the air as well, so it's going to be hard to play in that. Like, playing in a really air-conditioned area, if you're running a lot, it's going to dehydrate your legs,
I honestly think a South American country is going to fucking slap it.
100%.
I think, and like, it's going to be like Brazil-Argentina
final. Home. Yeah. And like, that'd be great.
Because if you're England, or, I mean, England never fucking do anything, do they? I mean, recently we've been all right, but it's not really a consideration for us. If you're somebody like Germany or something like that, you're just not used to playing in that environment.
Yeah, 100%.
Maybe even a really humid country in the, like, what sort of Far East countries are Japan in it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Japan might do
all right. But like, they're not fucking winning.
South Korea got a good team. Got Son Heung-min.
Well, they don't. He's out.
No, he's playing.
Fractured eye socket.
He's going to be playing. Right.
Yeah.
Just fucking nut him then, innit? If you're playing against him, you know he's got a dodgy eye socket. He's fuck off, son.
I think he normally gets sent off for headbutting someone.
Nah, do it before the game.
Okay, yeah. In the hotel.
Yeah.
He's thought of everything. There's just so many loopholes, isn't there? Yeah.
Fucking so many stages ahead.
Can I have a picture, son? Yeah, but your arse is ticking. Oh, don't worry about that.
I actually think a Winter World Cup isn't as bad an idea as everyone
No, says. But it should be in winter. Like, do it in, like, Norway, then, if you're doing a Winter World Cup. Let's make it fucking winter.
Yeah, but that would be cool. Lapland World Cup.
Like, if I'm watching the World Cup in summer, there's loads of things that I like doing.
No,
but in winter, I'm going to be sat at home anyway.
Fucking watching the World Cup. It's the best,
mate. Yeah, it's great, but I think sitting in a pub when it's cold will still be good.
No. I don't want to watch a World Cup and drink mulled wine.
You're going to be having Bucks Fizz.
I also like mulled wine, but not whilst watching the World Cup.
Yeah,
no,
that is stupid.
But have a beer then.
No, yeah.
It's 10 a.m. Yeah, it's exactly. Fucking freezing outside. It's like,
don't go outside, watch it inside.
Yeah, great. Yeah,
and also,
a World
Cup
where you can't go outside.
Everyone's heating bill is fucking through the roof. Yeah, so let's put their heating on, just freezing inside in a big coat.
Go to the pub.
Drinking a fucking Peroni, watching it at home
as we live stream it.
We should try and get some authentic Qatari cuisine. What's their like culture in Qatar?
Google authentic Qatari cuisine.
What do they drink? What's a Qatari drink?
The blood of non-believers.
Cuisine. There we go. Traditional Arab cuisine. Macbus, a meal consisting of rice, meat, and vegetables. Yeah.
That's just a standard meal, isn't it?
Yeah, I imagine they eat food. I don't think it comes in pill form.
Our main meal is rice, meat, and veg. That's every meal.
Yeah. That is a wide berth, isn't it? Rice, meat, and veg.
Seafood, aren't they in the desert?
Yeah.
And dates.
Yeah. Okay.
Seafood and dates. Mm. Jesus.
Date.
What a shit.
Yeah, man, that's going to be fucking brutal.
Right. They have loads of food.
Yeah, I bet they do. Yeah, they're quite rich.
Yeah, some of them have loads of food.
They just eat petrol.
Oh, can I see this last question here? I know that we only do a couple of lovely questions, but I think this is funny.
Number eight.
What sport do you reckon you could compete in at the highest level and do the most injury to an opponent?
Darts. Just turn around. Just blinding him.
Javelin
you could do. I think it'd be easier to blind someone with a dart than a javelin. It'd be quite hard to be accurate with a javelin. With a dart. You just...
Plus your opponent isn't right next to you in javelin.
Yeah, exactly. They're stood there. They've got to walk past you at the
hockey. Do we have to stick to our own gender?
I suppose you could transition.
Okay, if I transition, then it's...
Be the women's sumo world champion. We've got the nappy. You can pop that back on.
The organisers said they'd never seen tits so big.
I wonder if they do have women's sumo.
They do, yeah. I've watched a documentary about women's sumo, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I don't have a lot more to add. I watched a documentary about a young woman competing in women's sumo. It was really interesting.
Sorry, you sat at home. Yeah. And watched a documentary.
A feature-length documentary.
A feature-length documentary about a woman competing in sumo.
It's fucking great. Really good.
And we all took the piss out of Bucks Fizz and mince pies in
what a combination that'd be.
Yeah. All right, eating Bucks Fizz, having Bucks Fizz and mince pies in fucking November is well weird than being cultured.
Okay, let us know in the comments what you think a better night out is.
All right, it's not all right.
A night in, better night in.
Right, Bucks Fizz and a cry, or Bucks a lovely Fizz cultural
and
documentary,
mince pies.
And shitloads of weed.
Oh, you had shitloads of weed?
Of course I did. I was having a night in.
Okay,
that's why he was watching it.
Yeah.
Slightly more sense. I thought you just sat down and watched a documentary.
I've movies. Literally never watched anything without weed. That's how I watch stuff.
Oh my
That's
God.
That's part of the process.
In terms of sports, does fishing count as an opponent?
Yeah, fishing technically a sport, I think.
Is the fish the opponent?
I don't think a fish is the opponent. I think the other people...
in that
people
case,
are...
it'd be easy to...
Yeah, no, the fish isn't the opponent, though.
But that's what you're trying
it's
to...
It's like saying the football is the opponent.
No, it's like you're
the ball,
to
the ball isn't your opponent. And you're angry at the ball. It's just what you use to kick in there. The fish is... how you win is the size of the fish. Yeah. So it's not... It's like being angry at a goal. You know,
the fish isn't your opponent.
It is an opponent
in
a basic level.
Tom... It's not your opponent, move on.
Not in the
it's
sport, not your opponent, but in the act of fishing it is.
It's not your opponent. Opponent is the wrong word.
No, okay. If you're fishing for food, then the fish is an opponent.
It's not an opponent.
If you're fishing for sport, which is what this question is, then your opponent is other people.
I still don't think opponent
is the correct word.
I still think I could hurt someone quite bad in fishing.
Yeah, you got little hooks, you got a little knife.
You wouldn't be able to cast a rod.
Ooh, what sport? What sport?
I've got arms.
Have you ever tried it?
Yeah.
Genuinely? Have you been fishing?
It's really not hard, Freddie.
You get your rod in your arm and you go,
okay.
Children
the top like that's more rigid. You probably want to go sideways.
I'm exceptionally bad in that case. Then right.
Oh, yeah, like casting is not hard. No, you just go.
Okay.
Yeah, easy.
Go on, what were you saying?
Like, what's the sport that like Sikh people play?
Hide and...
Hide and does.
You're thinking of kabaddi.
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 Hide and
right, because not only is kabaddi dangerous, but Sikhs carry knives.
Yeah.
So if you're involved in that, you got a little knife on you, you can go stab, stab, stab.
Yeah. Rifles, archery.
Shooting. Why did you go past the gun? Yeah. You already said a gun. That's worse than a bow and arrow.
I don't know. I think it'd hurt more if you got hit with a bow and arrow than a gun.
Clay pigeon shooting, you got a shotgun.
Yeah.
Bless someone's fucking
leg. Have
you
ever done that before?
No.
I have. It's class.
It's great. It's hard, though.
Oh, I was top it.
I've played Duck Hunt. The computer game. Yeah,
it's the same. When they go in, they go, has anyone played Duck Hunt?
Yeah.
And you go, yeah. And they go, oh, you've got the advanced
pretty good
team.
Yeah. Oh, we have a favourite.
Yeah. Then when you go paintball and they always say, have you played Call of Duty? Well, you could be the leader then.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
With this question.
S1.
Yeah. But how would you cause the injury, though? Because I don't think you'd be even able to start the car.
Someone would smash into me and I'd just fucking like that.
You'd go like that. You throw a shoulder at them in an F1 car. You wouldn't get in the cockpit for a start. There is no way you're fitting in an F1 car. Not even taking the piss. Yeah. I'm not getting in. Tom's the only one who could possibly get in an F1 car.
Oh.
I'm going to be way too long. We know what your issue is. You know,
too big
fucking,
of a dick.
The bottom's going to be scraping along the ground if you're sat in. The suspension will be fucked. The sparks flying out the back of it. Is he using his DRS? No. No, he's not.
Like speedboat racing.
Yeah, can you drive a speedboat?
Yeah.
It's really simple speedboat.
Throttle.
Yeah. Innit? Just go and stop, innit?
Yeah, just go and
just
stop.
Just go and stop.
Famously.
Yeah.
It is just go more, go less.
Right.
What about...
Thought you had something there. No, you're just making a noise.
Murder ball.
The wheelchair rugby.
Yeah.
That sounds dangerous, but
the problem with trying to injure people...
It is when you're not wearing a wheelchair. Wearing
it. I don't think that's the right word. But like, the problem with trying to injure people in a disabled sport is they're already half injured, right? That someone's already beaten you to it, mate. You know?
Okay. Oh, swimming.
Yeah.
Drown
just hold
someone.
Them under. Yeah. Paralympic swimming.
No, the synchronized swimming.
You wouldn't be able to catch them. To
synchronized swimming, you could catch them.
You wouldn't be able to catch them.
A synchronized swimmer, you would.
No, you wouldn't. You have to be an exceptionally good swimmer.
Yeah, sure, but they're just swimming in a circle. They're upside down.
You wait till they're upside down.
I could fuck up a synchronized swimmer.
You wouldn't be able to get anywhere near one.
I'd be stood at the... Right, I'm at the side of the pool. I'm not even in it. Right?
Okay.
But when they swim over near me, I fucking jump on their head and twat them.
Okay. They...
Pow! Done.
They would have way better... ability to hold their breath in you. So they'd be able to...
These...
Yeah, but Rob can stand on the bottom with like half of him out of the water.
Yeah.
That's, you have no idea how impossible that would be.
I could fuck up a Paralympic synchronized swimmer easily.
Oh, what?
Easily.
A what?
Paralympic synchronized swimmer.
We didn't know we were talking about that.
Oh, obviously. I imagine that. Making it easier for myself.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And we're in the highest category here.
What, like?
We're in the ones who have to get, like, they have to, you know, like someone has head. To put them in the pool.
Yeah, yeah.
Like sort of drift
like
around.
A head that someone just yeah. rolls
in. Armbands on.
It's synchronized floating more at this point, to be honest yeah. with you. You just sort of like nudge them in a direction yeah. and hope they're spinning.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a load of heads. It's like, is that yeah. a boy?
Yeah.
Well, it was.
Yeah. So, yeah, I reckon I could fuck them up. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like this has reached a natural conclusion. Once again, another classic episode of Dead Men Talking where we talk about drowning Paralympic swimmers.
Well, I'm proud of myself.
Are you?
Yeah.
Someone has to
if you're
be.
Proud of us, join us on Patreon. Yeah. patreon.com/deadmentalkpod. From £3 a month, it's £3. You don't get anything more if you give us more money. You can. But it's £3 a month. Sign up on there. You get loads and loads of extra shit. There's tons of stuff on there. Can't even be asked listening. There's loads of stuff. Just go check it out. If you can have a little look on Patreon, you can see all the stuff, but you just can't watch it yet unless you give us money.
We get loads of extra content on there as
yeah,
well.
I wasn't going to list it because it's boring, but Freddie doesn't care about being boring. So
no, I care about actually selling it. Because...
I've already done a nice little sell.
No, I didn't.
Did a nice little sell.
Send a live show. Tell me the live show.
I went over the top. I went over the top of it because I didn't think you did a good enough job.
Right.
I think that this whole I've got one foot on the desk. Oh, just give us £3, maybe. No, listen. We need this. We need.
Can you just
your
end the episode here?
Fucking money. You have no idea how much in debt we are. Rob has spent £300 on fucking wrestling outfits today. We're buying Qatar.
£300.
I didn't. I just told him that. I was just doing a bit of embezzling.
We're buying fucking Qatar shirts, for Christ's sake. They cost...
We are spending a ludicrous amount of money on shirts to support evil companies.
Exactly. We bought
true.
A Saudi Arabia.
One visual gag.
We brought a Saudi Arabia shirt. It has to be specially made because there's two armholes. Fucking insane. So give us £3 a month so we can carry on
doing
that.
They don't really have fat cunts in the Middle East as well. They all work themselves thin.
No, the rich ones are fat as fuck.
But they would wear the flowy dresses in it so you can be fast.
Oh, let's get the flowy dresses.
Wow, okay, now...
No. Now it's taken a turn.
Yeah, let it be known that I did not call your traditional clothing flowy dresses.
Well, you know what I mean.
No, I've no
what
idea.
What are they called?
What do you mean? What do you mean, Rob?
What do I mean?
What do you mean by flowy dresses? I cannot even picture in my mind what you mean by Qatari people wearing flowy dresses.
You know, they look like they're bringing frankincense to an inn. Right, let's get out of this episode, shall we?
We're on a slippery slope.
Like a Middle Eastern wee willy winky.
Oh, I'd love to see a sheikh jumping over a candlestick. Okay, we're going to go. That's the end of the episode. Give us £3 and fuck off.
Google when the live show is as well.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.